Better late than never, is what you might say to yourself as you walk through the door, impinged by a clock, wound by hands in red gloves. Better never than then. Look, the sun is the giantest red clock at our ball, our party in the woods, and seems to say, "You didn't invite me, but I am here, the reddest lord," as Wallace Stevens wrote. He said, correcting my generalization, "Southwest, there's true west." Not that we were looking for direction, but direction asserts its path of sparkles, its magnetic, invisible indicators, like strewn crumbles of birthday cake, that led her, the moon, here, over the canopy of black and silver balloons. Late is better, is what we say at 4 p.m., which has triple uses, early, late, or unmoving solitude, at the center of the clock, if it were tipped rightly so, and all the hours flow from its white center as bubbles from a bubble maker jerk out of a little machine that only one boy named Ishmael wandering by investigates and lets dissolve wonderingly at the dawn of the night. Late is so much better, you might think, but then start to wonder, what exactly at this point is better? In the woods, you might come to segmented arcs in olive-colored light. Bridges eventually forgive the water rushing by and fall into the flow, although some wordy explanations stand, such as, anon the one refused the other to take. Well, what of it? That's what late is for, the edge of things, their rim facing outward. A periphery is so much better than the hollow center, which is what a clock is. The orb, the sun, invades our discourse, our party chatter, with fierce, silent flailing of the star. Or never is late. The farthest further point of the rim in which something flakes itself off in a circle, discards each little thing until you know what. Yet does never equal nothing? Does something collapse to never, or just intersect that possibility on the way backwards from a once upon a time in the nevers it becomes, or maybe never grows in the accrual of tiny somethings? These crumbs, a swelling into substance on that circular frame, the mundi apparatus, until never is late at least, late at the edge, almost. Never then, obviously, is not. That is, there could not be never. And all of the dispersed something is there, inside of the huge green surface frontal of trees we face in the early of the late night. Thank you.